WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies and 24 degrees in Atlantic after an overnight low of 22. And we're looking for skies to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 43. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Officials in Council Bluffs say a large water main break near North 9th and Avenue F has resulted in the issuance of a boil advisory for the entire city of Council Bluffs. According to media reports, a geyser was shooting up from the street for a while after the incident occurred at around 2:30 this morning, and a vehicle was observed partially submerged in the large hole created by the large water main break. Under a boil advisory, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that persons use bottled water for drinking, cooking, and the brushing of teeth, or tap water can be brought to a rolling boil for 1 minute before it is consumed in order to kill the protozoa, bacteria, and other viruses. Again, that's a boil advisory for the city of Council Bluffs until further notice. News time is 7:07.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Currently, you'll find an excellent selection of new Kinsey planters in both 12 and 16 row 3600 twin line planters. Business has been good, and we also have a tremendous selection of used planters. Take a look at 2011 3800 24-row 30-inch planter, loaded with auto shutoffs, pneumatic down pressure, hydraulic drive. Also, we have a 24-row 20-inch 3700. It's a 2008 low acres, a great bulk fill unit. In addition, we've got an excellent selection of 3600 16 rows, everything from an 01 to a 2011, and a good selection of 12-row 3600s. The equipment has really been moving this year, and so we're really motivated to get the lot cleaned up and clear out these trade-in planters. Stop into Lindeman Tractor and take a look. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
An accident Tuesday evening about 3 miles southeast of Bayard in Guthrie County has claimed the life of one person and injured another. The Iowa State Patrol says 85-year-old Donald Merle Wetzel of Guthrie Center died in the crash, which happened around 5:40 p.m. on Highway 25 just north of 130th Street. Officials said the accident happened when a northbound 2008 Chevy Impala driven by Wetzel collided with a trailer portion of a tractor-trailer driven by 60-year-old Dwayne Eugene Putney of Stewart, as Putney was backing across the highway into a farm drive. The truck, with its flashers and headlights on, was blocking both lanes of the highway at the time of the crash. The car came to rest directly under the trailer portion of the semi in the northbound lane of Highway 25. Wetzel was pronounced dead at the scene. Putney was transported by Guthrie Rescue to the Guthrie County Hospital. Both men were wearing their seatbelts. Three people were arrested Monday in Atlantic. In a report released Tuesday, officials say 36-year-old Ezra Sedina of Atlantic was arrested for violating a no-contact order. And 22-year-old Francis Kirchner, along with 21-year-old Samantha Massa, both of Grant, were arrested on charges of fourth-degree theft or shoplifting. Sedina and Kirchner were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Massa was cited and released from custody with orders to appear in court at a later date. A judge in Pottawatomie County sentenced a former Shelby County resident to 20 years in prison for sexually abusing a 12-year-old boy in a Council Bluffs hotel room following a camping trip to Lake Anita. The incident happened about 14 years ago. According to the Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil, Judge Greg Stensland found 68-year-old Bobby E. Smith of El Dorado Springs, Missouri, guilty on 3 counts of felony third-degree sexual abuse and 1 count of indecent contact with a child. Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Dan McGinn said Smith met the boy through First Baptist Church in Harlan, where Smith was a volunteer. The paper says that after the boy was unable to come to a church-sponsored fishing trip, Smith offered to take the youth on a separate non-church-sponsored trip. Together, they went to Lake Anita and afterward traveled to Council Bluffs. Smith reportedly fondled the victim while en route to the city and in a Council Bluffs hotel where the pair had stayed. Smith waived his rights to a jury trial. Arguments in his case were heard by the judge in November. The prosecutors had asked for a 32-year sentence. That's 10 years for each sexual abuse count and 2 for indecent contact. But both they and the victim said they were happy with the judge's decision. Smith will be eligible for parole each year of his sentence, and if there is no trouble in prison, he could be released after a little more than 9 years. The newspaper says, according to the Shelby County Attorney's Office, Smith moved to Harlan in 1983 and lived there at the time of the alleged assault. He moved to Missouri in 2008. The man has reportedly admitted to abusing other victims since he himself was a child, but no other victims have come forward. The Nebraska Court of Appeals says a man convicted nearly four decades ago of rape should be allowed to seek new DNA testing in the case. Janiel Pratt is serving 32 to 90 years for the rape, sexual assault, and robbery of two teenaged Sioux City sisters at an Omaha motel in 1975. Kathy and Gail Scheifen were 19 and 17 years old, respectively, at the time. Pratt has maintained his innocence and asked a Douglas County District judge to allow DNA testing of the evidence collected in the case, citing the availability of new tests. But Judge Robert Bowie denied the request in 2011, saying the evidence was not stored in a way that preserves its integrity and that it may have been contaminated by DNA from those who handled it. But the appeals court said Tuesday that the lower court was wrong to make that conclusion. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Currently, you'll find an excellent selection of new Kinze planters in both 12 and 16 row 3600 twin line planters. Business has been good, and we also have a tremendous selection of used planters. Take a look at 2011 3800 24 row 30 inch planter, loaded with auto shutoffs, pneumatic down pressure, hydraulic drive. Also, we have a 24 row 20 inch 3700. It's a 2008 low acres, a great bulk fill unit. In addition, we've got an excellent selection of 3600 16 rows, everything from an 01 to a 2011, and a good selection of 12 row 3600s. The equipment has really been moving this year, and so we're really motivated to get the lot cleaned up and clear out these trade-in planters. Stop into Lindeman Tractor and take a look. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Daryl Stuva, age 87, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Daryl Stuva will be today at 10:30 at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Marvin Miller, age 77, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Marvin Miller will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. James Donahue, age 86, of Omaha, died Thursday at the Nebraska Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Services for James Donahue will be held today at noon at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Merle Elvin Fay, age 93, of Corning, died Saturday at the Lenox Care Center. Memorial services for Merle Fay will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Ritchie Funeral Home in Corning is in charge of the arrangements. Helen Partlow, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Helen Partlow will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Fairview Congregational Church in rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Emma Jean Photo, age 86, of Omaha and formerly of Oakland, died Sunday in Omaha. Private family funeral services for Emma Jean Photo will be held at a later date with the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Henson reporting.